Land continues to be one of the most profitable long-term investments. Farmers know that, and so do an increasing number of investors on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Commodity Classic is where America's best farmers come to get even better, and thousands of them will be headed to Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st to experience the latest innovation, education, and inspiration that are changing agriculture. And this year, Commodity Classic is on a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, so you can tack on a weekend on either end, or both, for a little R&R. Enjoy some serious farmer time in Anaheim at the 2018 Commodity Classic, February 27th through March 1st. Discover more at CommodityClassic.com.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
When farmland comes up for sale, the buyers are historically 65% expanding farmers and 35% investors. But those numbers have flip-flopped over the past year. Chuck Wingert is with the Realtors Land Institute in Minnesota. He says in 2017, there was an unusually high number of investors back in the market. They sold about 60 farms last year, and 60% were investors.
The last 4 years, they've only attributed about 20% of the purchases, and in normal times, they're about 35%. So what they're telling us is they feel the market's either dropped far enough or is at the bottom that they're back in the market. Whether they're coming out of stocks with these high values, want to put in something safe, and others cite that they feel we're going to have inflation and land's just an ultra-safe place to be going forward.
Wingert says Minnesota and a few other states don't allow foreign investors or pension fund investors. However, because of the increasing world demand for food, they are seeing more foreign people buying land in other parts of the country. Commodity prices are low, so farmers might sell some of their acres to raise money, which would bring more land on the market. But this is an interesting time.
Banks have been very conservative in their lending, so we aren't seeing a lot of foreclosures because I think most farmers saw what happened in the 80s when high interest rates ate them up. We still have ultra low interest rates, but we've got a big crop again. You have options if you have crop in the bin. A big price with nothing to sell doesn't feel good. So there's at least options.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the land market at agriculture.com.